This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A massive demonstration outside the headquarters of Hong Kong's government Wednesday, forcing the legislature to postpone a session where lawmakers were scheduled to debate a controversial extradition bill. A large crowd of protesters, composed mainly of young Hong Kongers, erected metal barriers on the street leading to the government compound hours before the legislature was to hold a second reading of the bill, which would make it easier for authorities to extradite people to countries such as mainland China for trials. The proposed law has also attracted criticism from the international community, including the United States. China accused the United States Tuesday of interfering in its internal affairs. President Trump says his administration is considering granting special protection to thousands of Venezuelans who have fled to the U.S. amid ongoing unrest in their country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Calling the situation a horrible thing that's been brewing for a long time, President Trump says his administration is seriously looking at granting Venezuelans temporary protected status. That's given to people from countries hit by natural disasters or war, allowing them to remain in the U.S. until the situation in their home country improves. The once wealthy oil nation is facing severe shortages of basic goods and hyperinflation. Two congressional panels have advanced legislation granting those protections to Venezuelans, but until now, those bills appeared in conflict with Trump's tough immigration stance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Uganda's health ministry confirming that a 5-year-old Congolese boy tested positive for Ebola, marking the first time the virus has spread across national borders during what has become the second worst outbreak in recorded history. Child arrived in Uganda Sunday with his family, is in isolation at a hospital along the country's western border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Tuesday to allow lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas in connection with the investigation of Russian election interference. Lawmakers want access to documents from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his probe into whether President Trump obstructed justice by trying to sidetrack the investigation, and for McGahn to testify about what took place inside the White House. McGahn was a key witness for Mueller, but has declined to testify before congressional committees, complying with the wishes of the White House. On Monday, the House reached a deal for the Justice Department to turn over crucial documents collected from Mueller's investigation. President Trump is threatening to impose additional tariffs on imported goods from China if President Xi Jinping refuses to have new trade talks with him later this month. Trump said he expects to meet Xi in Osaka, Japan, at the G20 meeting of leaders of the world's largest economies later this month. Speaking of President Trump, he says he's heard recently from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, despite an abrupt end to their most recent set of talks.
I just received a beautiful letter from Kim Jong-un. I can't show you the letter, obviously, but it was a very personal, very warm, very nice letter. I appreciate it.
Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday that he said he and Kim had a very good relationship. He said another meeting with Kim could take place. Talks to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula have been at a standstill since the second face-to-face summit between the two leaders suddenly ended earlier this year. Pyongyang has since resumed testing of short-range missiles. That development raises questions among U.S. allies about whether Kim is interested in reviving the talks. And police are charging a man as an accomplice to attempted murder in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox baseball superstar David Ortiz in his native Dominican Republic. Suspect is the motorcyclist who drove the gunman to a Santo Domingo bar where Ortiz was shot. A crowd held the driver until police arrived. The gunman got away. Ortiz underwent surgery in the Dominican Republic before being flown here to the U.S. for additional treatment after he was shot. Ortiz's wife says he is in stable condition and resting comfortably at a Boston hospital. And the Justice Department has formally asked Britain to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face charges related to his release of a massive trove of secret diplomatic cables and war logs. Assange has eluded arrest for 7 years, being held up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid extradition to Sweden to face sex crimes allegations made by two women. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.